Compared to a conspiracy, a knife fight, and multiple broken bones, Dina Sharp's latest problem was small potatoes. After all, she had survived a lot worse circumstances this past year. But in light of her cozy life in her cozy town, this was huge. A Texas-sized showdown was brewing in the Sharp family, and she was determined to come out the winner. The titles on the spines of the library books blurred as she craned her neck to read those on the top shelf. If only she were taller. Not freakishly tall, but more than her 5 feet 5 inches. Gary was over 6 feet. He could see and reach all the high shelves. Too bad he was at work. Maybe if she knew what she was looking for, the chore wouldn't feel so tortuous. For whatever reason, this was her blind spot, and the all-too-familiar wave of discouragement began to drown her optimism. Her toes strained at the ends of her loafers to keep her pushed up long enough to read the titles. As she pulled down a thick tome with a colorful cover, dust drifted through the air and brought on a powerful sneeze. That was enough. At her feet lay a stack of cookbooks she'd already pulled from the library shelves. Would she uncover the magic bullet buried somewhere inside to conquer this upcoming challenge? Her blood boiled at the thought of last December when Gary's mother threw down a proverbial gauntlet, which in this case was more like an oven mitt. And it had been oh so public. The entirety of the Sharp family had come from places far and wide to gather as one in Dina's little house in the suburbs. It was the Christmas festivity she had long dreaded. No one seemed to care that she'd just gotten out of the hospital and had saved Estelle's life. The only thing the Sharps seemed to care about was that the food came from Molly's homestyle cafe and not from her own kitchen. Was she really supposed to cook after all that? Of the many hats Dina had worn throughout the years, wife, sister, teacher, reporter, hostess was the one that never quite fit. It was the hat that would slip to the side, teeter, and then fall straight to the ground. Her mother-in-law was 82 going on 50. It wasn't that she acted 50. It was that she was stuck in the 50s. If a woman back then didn't have an inner June Cleaver, there was something wrong with her. Dina was too progressive for the elder Mrs. Sharp. Gary's sister was a natural, and she had kids. Dina and Gary had not been able to have children. Still not an excuse. Scooping up the books, she trudged along like dead chef walking toward the front desk. Cooking. She needed help, and she knew it. Wasn't acceptance the first step to recovery? She plopped the stack on the counter and stared into the cold, dark eyes of librarian Betty Donaldson. "I'm Dina, and I can't cook." Betty snickered as she read some of the titles. "How to Cook Anything." "Mealtime for Beginners." "No-Brainer Baking." Dina's chin dropped to her chest. "I know. It's pitiful to be pushing 60 and have to admit I can't do something that others consider a no-brainer." Sure, she was being overly dramatic, even pathetic. She didn't care. That's how she felt. Betty robotically scanned the barcodes into the computer. "So, why now?" Dina hesitated. Betty was probably thinking, "You can't teach an old dog new tricks." Maybe she was an old dog, but she was teachable. Hadn't she learned to ride a horse at 35? Hadn't she learned to play Sudoku when it was all the rage? Sure, she hated it and quit, but she had learned. She had even mastered Gary's fancy remote control for their new big screen television. But cooking was a horse of a different color.